Intermediary relationships. Brokers have a conflict of interest when representing both sides of a transaction. The intermediary process is a set of rules that make it possible to bring client buyers and sellers together while at the same time representing their best interests. When this type of transaction occurs, the broker becomes the intermediary. Since the broker has a personal duty to represent both sides, it is only appropriate for the broker to remain neutral and avoid negotiating for either party. The broker cannot do anything that would give one client an advantage at the expense of the other. To practice intermediary, the broker must have the written consent of both parties, stating the source of any anticipated compensation. Agents most often obtain these consents in the listing agreement and the buyer representation agreement. In that written consent, the seller is giving the broker permission to show their property to buyers whom the broker also represents. Likewise, the buyer is giving the broker written consent to show them properties listed with the firm. Two forms of intermediary. Intermediary with appointments. Our in-house sale involves two agents of broker Bob, Sue with the seller, and Bill with the buyer. In this situation, broker Bob will most likely appoint Sue to represent the seller and Bill to represent the buyer. The appointed associates will give advice and opinions, which means to negotiate, to their respective parties. The broker must make the appointments in writing. Realtors most often use the intermediary relationship notice, which names the agents and assigns them to a specific party. Intermediary without appointments. In some instances, an agent will have the opportunity to sell their own listing. When this happens, it is known as intermediary without appointments. With her broker's permission, Agent Sue can go ahead and complete the transaction, but cannot give advice and/or opinions to either party. Sue is an intermediary representative of her broker and cannot negotiate for one client to the detriment of the other client. When the intermediary process begins, the parties must be notified and appointments made, if any. In this case, there will be no appointments because there is only one agent in the transaction. Intermediary is designed to address a specific issue. How can a broker bring together a buyer and seller, each being represented by the broker, and do so in a way that protects the interest of all parties? We have two simple guidelines used to determine if a transaction is to be done under intermediary rules. The transaction must be an in-house sale. Both sides, buyer, seller, or landlord, tenant, must be clients. In order to determine if it is intermediary with or intermediary without appointments, use the following rule as a guide. If one agent is involved, that is, one agent is selling his or her own listing to his or her own buyer, it will be intermediary without appointments. The agent will not provide advice or opinions to the parties. The parties must be notified in writing. If two agents from the same brokerage are involved, one working with the seller and the other with the buyer, we will probably have intermediary with appointments. The agents will provide advice and opinions to their respective parties, and the appointments must be made in writing. Intermediary rules prevail, meaning that if a broker represents both sides of a transaction, he or she must do so as an intermediary and comply with all of the provisions of TREE law. Variations on the in-house sale. Some brokers, like Broker Susan here, are brokers who have no agents. Can they do an intermediary transaction? They can, but are limited to intermediary without appointments. A broker might have just one agent on board. In that case, the broker is actively listing and selling property. In the example above, Broker Susan is the listing agent, and Agent Sean, her only agent, has a client buyer. They can do this transaction, but are limited to intermediary without appointments for two reasons. As the intermediary, Broker Susan can never be an appointed associate. We cannot appoint Sean to Michelle because we cannot appoint an associate to one side without appointing an associate to the other side. The transaction can proceed, but neither the broker nor the agent can give advice or opinions. Intermediary with appointments requires that the broker sponsor at least two agents. Another possibility is the buyer customer in an in-house transaction. We can proceed with the transaction, but it is not intermediary. Remember, intermediary addresses the issue of both sides being a client. If the buyer is a customer, all of the Acme agents are representing the seller in the transaction. Agent Bill owes full fiduciary responsibilities to seller Steve and also owes a duty of honesty to buyer customers. When showing properties to buyers, some will be listed by the agent's firm and some will be listed by competing firms. All of the listings require intermediary consent from both the sellers and the buyers to show the properties. Sellers generally give intermediary consent when signing a listing agreement with the broker. If the buyer purchases a property listed by another firm, we have a cooperative sale with single buyer representation. The listing firm represents the seller, and the selling firm represents the buyer. If the buyer wishes to make an offer on one of the firm's listings, we are moving into an intermediary transaction. At this point, written notice is given to the parties.